Okay, so let's talk about how exactly you can fix Obamacare. So I just need you to be specific because I think people really want answers. So Hillary Clinton says she can fix Obamacare. So what would one fix that would drive premiums down?
Look, once again, there's no sense in which this has to be fixed. The law's working as designed. However, it could work better. And I think probably the most important thing experts would agree on is that we need a larger mandate penalty. We have individuals who are essentially free riding on the system. They're essentially waiting until they get sick and then getting health insurance. The whole idea of this plan, which was pioneered in Massachusetts, was that the individual mandate penalty would bring those people into the system and have them participate. The penalty right now is probably too low, and that's something I think ideally we would fix.
What about the insurers that have fled the system? How do you convince them to come back or new companies to sign on?
Once again, I think the press here has been misleading. Some insurers are leaving, other insurers are thriving. I think what you have is a system where we've shaken up the status quo, exactly what we expect a new innovation, disruptive innovation, if you will, to do. Insurers who are thriving the old system are finding this new system sort of hard for them. Other insurers are doing really well, and what's going to happen is the natural process as the market evolves. These premiums are going to increase. That's going to allow profitable opportunities for new insurers to enter. They are and bring premiums back down. So we're just seeing the ups and downs of a new market.
What if Donald Trump becomes president, he has a Republican Congress, and he does repeal it. What happens then?
Well, first of all, he won't repeal it. Remember, the whole argument Republicans have made against this law is that people didn't get to keep insurance they liked. Well, you're going to have 20 million Americans or more who are now getting insurance that they like. You're not going to take that away from them. And let's be clear, there is no replace. There's only repeal. Okay? There is no Republican alternative to this law. And the reason is because this is fundamentally a bipartisan legislation that was originally drafted on Republican principles, to be honest. And so there is no Republican alternative. So his repeal and replace is just repeal and leave people uninsured. That's not going to happen.